Thanks for listening to WAER News on WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kevin Claus. Van Dyne Elementary students have been getting some extra support with their subjects when 7 special visitors show up daily. The Foster Grandparent Program provides an opportunity for youngsters to learn from their elders and to gain social skills. Ellen Case says she looks forward to seeing the kids at school every day.
Just being with these kids here just makes me feel happy, alive, and I look forward every morning getting up just to come here to be with these kids. It makes me feel wonderful.
With the ELA in the morning time, I have them on the computer. They know how to pronounce the word, but most time I know how to spell, and we spell together. Before I go home, I help them with their math, and I'm good at math.
That's Viola Robinson, who's been mentoring the students for nearly 4 years now. Director of the local foster grandparent program, Beth O'Hara, says the National Service Volunteer Program is run locally by Peace Inc. to seniors with limited incomes.
They have better health, physical, mental health, their social network expands, they're engaged, they're involved in their community. And the children reap the benefit of having another adult help them overcome their obstacles and reach their educational goals.
80 foster grandparents participate in first and second grade classrooms in the Syracuse City School District. And Mayor Ben Walsh stopped by to greet some of the volunteers.
And to have them sitting in the same classroom as our young people, giving them wisdom, giving them support, and sometimes just giving them love, giving them a hug if they need it. It means the world to them, and happy to be a small part of it.
More than 100 foster grandparents are enrolled in the program locally and also go to Head Start and daycare centers. Find more on this and other local news stories at WAER.org.